The review show after Liverpool 3, Manchester City 1, a win that sends Liverpool 8 points clear at the top of the Premier League going into the international break. With me, Dan Morgan, I've got Sean Rogers, Andy Heaton, Neil Jones, and Neil approaches as we always start. No great surprise with us all them, to be honest. I thought we might have used Mane on the right. It was a theory I plumbed for throughout the week. But, you know, the importance for Firmino through the middle is exampled throughout the game. I'm sure we'll get into that as it goes on. And then City, you know, there's not a lot they can do. We know their hands forced, but it felt very much to me a team that was moulded to get the best out of Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, I think the only surprise in the two lineups was probably Angelino, wasn't it, at left back. I spoke to someone in the press room at City. I said, I haven't seen him. I said, so what's he like? He said, shite. He said, he's a good crosser, he can't defend. I thought, oh, okay, well, let's have a look at that. And I think it was quite an accurate assessment from the 90 minutes I saw of him. I know a few people would have probably suggested Oxlade-Chamberlain. You know, you'd have the Cater crowd who would have liked that, but that was never ever going to happen in this game. It was always going to be about those three in midfield, and Firmino is pretty much the fourth midfielder of that ilk. So Liverpool's approach didn't surprise me at all. City's did when the game panned out, because he basically played the front two of Aguero and De Bruyne, which I thought was very unusual. But like you say, I suppose he was maybe the one that they were putting their eggs in the basket of. Probably Sterling and De Bruyne were the two that they were saying they're the guys who are going to win us the game. And there were moments in the game when it looked like that might be the case. But, you know, when you concede two goals in 13 minutes, it's your plan's pretty much out the window.
I think there's nothing that we don't already know, but I think for a few people it might be, you know, I don't know about illuminating, but informative. In the, you know, I know Vincent Kompany said a lot of weird things at times on Sky yesterday. I've watched it all back, but one thing he did say, which I think is really relevant to this for both sides actually, is that he says when we play Liverpool, we've got a massive problem, and that when we've got the ball against anyone, we're not bothered, to be honest with you. It could be anyone that we're playing. The problem is that we want to get the ball back as quickly as possible. And against Liverpool, they're the only team that causes us a mega problem, because he said they go long, they've got a really disciplined midfield, which is the key thing that he says there. They win the second balls, and the next problem is they've got three that they then release. They've got Salah, Mane and Firmino. And Mourinho sort of touches us on this as well in his post-match analysis, which has been doing the rounds. But you use the company analogy there. You can see why, you know, that midfield has to play, because he talks specifically about the tactical discipline of them three. And I think that's why you see Oxlade-Chamberlain after the Genk game going, I'm not quite where I need to be, because I imagine they're sitting down with him saying, look, the goals have been absolutely phenomenal, but until you do tactically what, say three, that's not fair. Until you do tactically what Henderson and Wijnaldum are doing, then if you can do that and add in the goals you've got, look, first name on the team sheet as far as we're concerned, but you're not getting near a big game. And I suspect it's the same with Naby Keita. And I think you look at the City perspective on that, and the way that, you know, I know Dan, you'll come on to this as well, the way that Liverpool use the ball, some of Liverpool's tactics in terms of what they do, and in terms of the City press and the way they set up, that's the sort of game of chess that's been going on between Klopp and Guardiola and these Liverpool City battles. And you've said at the start, you know, the only tweak that they've made to their approach is Kevin De Bruyne. I think it's interesting the way City start the first 3 or 4 minutes. Because that's probably more in keeping, you know, in the Champions League it was keep the ball, kill the crowd, that didn't work. Last year it was come, play dead. This time round, I think it's the points difference that's changed. I think if they had a 6-point lead, they'd have come and done exactly what they'd done last year. Because of the gap coming into the game, obviously their strategy's changed, but I think the main thing with the selection is I cannot believe what he's done with Kevin De Bruyne. In that I've watched a bit of City this year, and they're top of the charts for high presses leading to chances created. I think we're 9th or 10th in that list. But City's press in the 4-2-4 is unbelievable. Away at Crystal Palace, it was insane how energetic it was. But when they get the ball, De Bruyne is going into them zones, probably near a Jordan Henderson, near a Trent Alexander-Arnold kind of zones, and he's hurting people. And like you said, Neil, the closest Liverpool player to him is Van Dijk, more than anything else. And I just think he got a lot out of Raheem Sterling in the game. I think it's the best Raheem Sterling's played against us. But Kevin De Bruyne, I think he's made a massive mistake in terms of the strategy that he's used with him. Could not hurt us in the areas he's used to.